Following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And a Crane's going to block the attempt there of Sage Martin. And coming out of there with it will be Axtell, trying to go coast to coast. Sees it, Melama does, puts it up too strong. Ball deflected out into the hands of Schnell. She'll take a quick shot from seven and hit it. A 7-0 run by Axtell.
Tonight, it's a four-county conference doubleheader from Wilcox as the Axtell Wildcats battle the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Ball inbound for Demet Ogg, who comes down the sideline. He's all by himself. He'll drive, jump stop, spin, take it off last. It hangs on the rim, and it's in. Just enough spin on that ball.
Wilcox Hildreth is having their best season since the merger and will face a tough test at home against perennial power Axtell. It's the Wildcats and Falcons coming up next, but for Senior Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Wilcox with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Wilcox Hildreth High School. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for tonight's Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader between the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons and the Axtell Wildcats. We'll tip it off here in the next 5 minutes or so. Of course, here at Wilcox Hildreth, they play the JVs and varsity all in one gym, so a little bit later start, but we should see a couple of good games tonight. In fact, our girls' game could turn out to be for the number one seed in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Wilcox Hildreth 10-4, and Axtell currently sitting at 10-5, and then it's a couple of games back to a handful of other teams here in the conference. Then in our boys' game, Wilcox Hildreth remains undefeated. Axtell is 11-3. You've also got a couple, three other really good teams. Amherst only has one loss, so if Wilcox Hildreth would happen to drop their first game tonight, they might fall into a little bit of a jam themselves here, because in the Fort Kearney Conference, they don't use the wild card points. They go solely off record. A lot of conferences anymore do go off those wild card points. Should be a good girls game, though, for Wilcox Hildreth. They have won four in a row here: Kennesaw, Elm Creek, Loomis, and Eustis Farnham. While for Axtell, they had a five-game winning streak snap back on Tuesday with their loss to 14-2 Arapahoe in a good 61-54 contest. We'll take a look at the starting lineups and get you ready for tonight's game right after this.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow, whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Wilcox Hildreth High School. I want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Vic Young and the folks here, as always, for their hospitality as we get ready for tonight's doubleheader between the Axtell Wildcats and the Wilcox Hildreth Lady Falcons. Boys game will follow just after 8 o'clock tonight. Waiting to see if they're going to do the national anthem or if we're going to do some starting lineups. Let's take a look at those starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for the visiting Lady Wildcats of Axtell, number 10 is a 5'5 senior, Kit Wells. Number 15 is a 5'5 sophomore, Reagan Miller. Number 24, 5'10", senior, Hannah Kring. Number 32, 5'7", sophomore, Season Melaba. And number 34, 5'10", sophomore, Sophie Melaba. Head coach of the Wildcats, Kelly Cooksley, assisted by Callie Arnold, 10-5 on the season. For Wilcox Hildreth, number 4 is a 5'7", senior, Emily Poole. Number 14 is a 5'8", senior, Alexa Heinrichs. Number 22 is a 5'5", junior, Alex Vocheski. Number 30, a 5'11", junior, Ashley Nichols. And number 32, a 5'6", senior, Riley Jenkins. The head coach of the Wilcox Hildreth Lady Falcons is Dave Irwin, assisted by Sean Woolen and Cody Whipke. 10-4 on the season, both just outside the top 10 of the Lincoln Journal Star, listed as contenders. Wilcox Hildreth D2, Axtell D1, those are the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're about ready to get our doubleheader underway. Should be a good one, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Wishing all of the athletes and coaches the best of luck in tonight's game. We'll tip it off next.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wilcox, and Axtell, and the worldwide online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And that's where you want to listen to our games tonight that also include Hastings St. Cecilia at Aquinas on 1230 AM KHAS. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550 tonight, Kearney High is underway at Lincoln East. The home white with light blue trim for the Falcons, the traveling purple and white trim for the Axtell Wildcats. Tim O'Day, the lead official, will toss it up in the air, and Axtell will control the opening tip, won by Hannah Kring and Kit Wells with a basketball. Dumps it into the corner. You've got the Melamo sisters, Season and Sophie. Wells up top. Wilcox Hildreth playing zone. Looks like a 1-3-1 to start things off, and the first jumper of the game is a three-pointer that was tipped and comes up short from Reagan Miller, and a jump ball as the teams battle for the loose ball underneath the hoop, and it'll be Wilcox Hildreth's, of course, their first opportunity. Little backcourt pressure defense here by Axtell. Wilcox Hildreth patient. They break the press into the front court. Emily Poole. Poole pulls up the three-point arc, finds the trailer. Free throw line jumper. Jenkins comes up no good. Was tipped, and then it falls off of Wilcox Hildreth, and out of bounds it goes. Of course, Hannah Kring leads the way for Axtell this year at 13.5 points per basketball game. Then it's pretty balanced after that for Wilcox Hildreth. They are led by Nichols at 10 points a game. Ashley, the junior, as they average about 46 points a game. Both teams right around that 46-point mark throughout the season. Miller in the right-hand corner playing catch over the top of the zone here to Wells. Wells dribbles to the left wing. Back up top, Melama. Patient here in the first minute of the ball game. Wells fakes the three, puts the ball on the floor, dribbles into the paint, gets by two defenders, scoops it up and in. And Kit Wells will have the first bucket of the ball game. Axtell 2-0. Putting on a zone trap in the backcourt. It's a 1-2-2. Kring goes for the steal, deflects it, but a nice save that time by Wojcieszka. Into the front court, jumper in the paint is well contested, but scoring is Ashley Nichols. Nichols had a couple of Axtell cats in her face, but she's still able to elevate and knock it down 2-2. Axtell continues to work it around the perimeter, looking for the post presence of Sophie Melba or Hannah Kring. Kring calling for the ball on the right block. Instead, a three-pointer. Miller comes off the iron. No good. Ball punched out of bounds by Wilcox Hildreth. And Axtell will get it underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane here on their first inbounds of the ball game into the corner to Melba. It's going to be a three-pointer for Sophie Season, and it is off the heel. No good. Put back attempt by Kring is no good. And the defensive board pulled down by Emily Poole. And here comes Wilcox Hildreth. Pushing it up is Wojcieski into the baseline. They'll get it down low for a turnaround jumper. Jenkins can't get it to fall. Ball's tapped out of bounds off of Axtell. And it'll be Wilcox Hildreth to throw it in. Quick shot off the inbounds, almost wedged between the glass and the iron. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Heinrichs. Kicks it out for another jumper. No good. And the shot's not falling here in the first 2 minutes for Wilcox Hildreth. Rebound brought down by Season Melba. Up the floor, gives it off to Miller. Comes into the paint, takes the shot up, partially deflected. No good. And Wojcieski comes out of there with a rebound. She's got a double team in the backcourt. Axtell cannot get the steal, and instead they're going to get called for the foul. Our first foul of the game. And it'll be on Kit Wells. And into the ball game for Wilcox Hildreth will be Cameron Preston, a 5'10 junior. Just a couple of three seniors for Wilcox Hildreth. Same story over here for Axtell. Both teams have a little bit of depth. And should be solid here for the next couple of seasons if they can continue to bring in some youngsters. Wilcox Hildreth 2-2, 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Axtell trying to play a little matchup, lobbing it inside, looking for Preston. Can't grab it. The ball stolen away by Melba. First turnover of the game. Into the front court is Jordan Popple, who checked in for Axtell with Ashley Snell. Into the corner to Melba, back to Popple on the right side of the key. Bounce pass, tried to force it into Kring. It's knocked away. Loose ball. We're going to get a jump as four players are on the floor in the paint. And the arrow points the way of Axtell. So they'll maintain possession as Wilcox Hildreth packs in that zone. So Axtell's going to have to knock down a couple outside shots, and they've already fired three threes. They call it for Melba. Another three in the corner. It's short, no good. Rebound brought down by Sophie, I'm getting them confused tonight. No good, but then Hannah Kring grabs the second rebound, and she'll lay it up and in. 4-2 is your score. Axtell with the lead. Pressure is on. Wilcox Hildreth breaks the press and facing a lot of trapping zone. Axtell all over the place here. They've got a little extra pop in their step. Preston, though, in the paint, gets open and hits a six-footer. And we're tied again at four. They'll drop back, go straight into that zone 2-1-2 look at the far end of the court as we sit here on the stage at Wilcox. Try to get it into Kring, reaching over the top and deflecting it away is Preston. An Axtell turnover. Preston may have jammed her finger the way she's looking at it all the way down the floor. And the ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Wilcox Hildreth. And checking back into the ball game for Axtell will be Reagan Miller. One thing about the gym here at Wilcox Hildreth, there is no room around the outside. People are constantly walking on the floor trying to get from one side to the other. There is absolutely no room. Any ball that's going to go into the crowd, and when you've got a huge crowd like this, there's nowhere to bail out to. So keep that in mind for tonight's doubleheader. There is not even a foot between the gym and making contact with the benches or the fans on the far side. And the walls, same way. There's not a lot of room to inbound the basketball. Just dribbling in place here is Kit Wells. Against the 2-1-2 zone, Kring comes out and takes it to Popple, top of the circle, dribbles left corner to Miller. Miller down to the low block. Nice move by Kring, up and under, and it rolls off the rim. No good. She got it again. No good. How about a third time? She's fouled. Anna Kring gets two more offensive rebounds and will have to earn it from the free throw line here for the Wildcats. For Kring on the season, as we said, she averages about 13.5 points per basketball game. 58% as a team from the free throw line. Kring 65%, but that one skips out no good. 4-4, 3:31 to go here in the first quarter. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Kelly Cooksley with 3:31 to go in the first quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Axtell and Wilcox Hildreth are tied at four.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
4-4 with 3:31 to go here in the first quarter of play, in between a pair of Hannah Kring free throws, the timeout called by Axtell coach Cooksley. And the first one was missed by Hannah, so the second one coming up here trying to break the tie. And the free throw is on the way, and the second one is right through there and good. And now Hannah will check out, and back into the ball game will be Sophie Melema. 5-4 Axtell as they put the zone trap on. Wilcox Hildreth works it from sideline to sideline like you're supposed to do. Breaks it well. Gets it into the front court here to Emily Poole. Poole comes into the paint. Short jumper, no good. Offensive rebound. Hit the bottom of the rim. No good. And it's on the floor again for another jump ball. And the arrow will point the way of Wilcox Hildreth with 3:17 to go here in the first quarter of play. Not a lot of flow yet to the basketball game between these two 10-win teams. A three-pointer on the inbound is no good by Wojcicki. Run down to the corner here by Axtell. Melema trying to find somebody to get it to, and the jump pass for Sophie gets into the hands of Wells, and they're off to the other end. Miller back out to Wells. She'll put the ball on the floor around two defenders. The layup won't go. Rebound yanked down by Riley Jenkins. So the intensity picking up, but the points are not so far here in the first 5 minutes. And into the front court, just running into a defender. They'll say the ball goes out of bounds to Axtell. That's one of those where the official says, instead of calling the charge, I'm just going to say that Wilcox Hildreth went out of bounds. Good call. Turnover number three, though, for Wilcox Hildreth. And Axtell will throw it in between the circles. Kit Wells dribbles it up slowly, gives it to Kring on the outside of the arc to Melema. Sees it up top into the corner to Miller. They give her a little room to shoot. She decides not to, and a pass inside is knocked away. There is not much right now for Axtell inside. They're going to have to find a way to either move the ball quicker or dribble into that zone and dish it off, because the Falcons are packing it in. They do not want Melema or Kring to get inside shots. So off the inbounds, they go to Kring from the free throw line. She takes the jumper. It is blocked in there by Preston. Again, the players are on the ground, and again, we have a jump ball, and it points the way of the Axtell Wildcats. They'll inbound it underneath their own hoop and go to that half-court set. They all start at mid-court and then run crisscross, and you never know who's going to get it. It's Miller for three, and it is no good. 0-5 from the outside. Rebound season Melema. Back to Miller. Multiple opportunities here for Axtell, but they have not been able to make much. 5-4 Cats. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Falcons stay in that zone defense to Miller in the left-hand corner. Down the block, left side, Melema tries to force it in again, and Axtell will turn it over for the second time, as the steal is made by Preston. Bringing the ball into the front court, Emily Bergstrom, who has checked in. Out of the wing, here's a 16-footer that rattles in and out. No good for Alexa Heinrichs. And the ball comes down into the hands of Reagan Miller. Miller brings it into the paint, kicks it out to Melema. Another three, another one that's no good from that right corner. Axtell's got to find a different spot to shoot the three from. Miller, right corner again. 5-4 Axtell, no scoring in over 2 minutes since that timeout for either team. Minute 35 to go. Another three, and that one's good. So they moved, and season Melema finally able to knock one down. 1-7 here already in the first quarter for Axtell, and they lead it by 4, 8-4. Ball at midcourt. Dangerous pass, and it's dropped and goes into the backcourt for an over and back here for Wilcox Hildreth. Into the ball game now for the Falcons. Ashley Nichols will return. Emily Bergstrom, along with Wojcicki. Also checking in, Sarah Earhart. Preston stays in there. And now Sophie Gruel has come in. Minute 10 to go in the first quarter. 8-4 Axtell. They've got the ball into the corner to season Melema. Another three. That one is off the mark. Nobody can get the rebound. Sam Trampy, who just checked in, tried to, but it went out of bounds. So Kring, Trampy, along with Popple, Snell, And Season Melama on the floor for Axtell, and the ball stolen away by Ashley Snell. Goes in with the left hand, puts it up too strong, no good. Offensive putback, no good by Popple. Out of bounds it goes. And it's going to belong to Axtell again. Boy, Wilcox Hildreth having a hard time getting a defensive rebound, and Axtell having a hard time making a shot. They've had tons of opportunities here in the first quarter, way more shots than Wilcox Hildreth. Popple fakes the three and walks with a basketball. Third turnover for Axtell. So both teams kind of trying to feel each other out here in the first quarter, and it's been a rough process. 8-4 Axtell, 43 seconds here in the first quarter. Wilcox Hildreth will dump it into Bergstrom. Gruel has it at midcourt, gets it back into the hands of Ochoski. Ochoski, the point guard. Now backside is open. Earhart's got it. Short jumper is on the way and in. And then I don't know what happened. We've got a break in the action for some reason. I don't think the clock may have started. That's exactly it. So our official's going to go over and tell him to run a little time off here. Credit the bucket to Sarah Earhart, 8-6. So we're down to 33 seconds to go. And Axtell will bring Miller back into the ball game for Jordan Popple. 8-6, Axtell. And the broadcast got it going like the game. A little choppy here in the first quarter. Melama in the right-hand corner to Miller. Working around the perimeter. Up top, they'll go to Snell. 20 seconds to go. Back to Snell. Free throw line. The lefty puts it up from 15. No good. Another defensive rebound for Season Melama. Her third. Puts the shot back up and in. 5 points for Season. 10-6. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. See if Wilcox Hildreth can get a good shot. Gruel's in the front court. Swings it over on the wing. A three by Vocheski is no good. Gruel puts it back at the horn, and it is no good. Kring got a hand on it. And that is the end of the first quarter of play here in our Fort Kearney Conference Girls matchup. It is Axtell 10, Wilcox Hildreth 6 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, live from Wilcox Hildreth, where the Falcons will get the ball to start the second quarter of play, trailing by a score of 10-6. They had five turnovers, and Axtell had three in the first quarter. Rebound six for the Falcons and 11 for Axtell. Gruel on the left elbow takes one dribble, and Kring called for the foul. Dave Irwin was wondering why there wasn't a foul on the last possession, and I think he got in the ear of one of the young officials here, and he calls the foul on the first possession of the second quarter. And for Hannah Kring, it's her first. It's only the second team foul. Only one foul has been called on Wilcox Hildreth, and Gruel's first free throw is up and in. Three different players with 2 points for Wilcox Hildreth. And for Axtell, Season Melama had five in the first quarter. Second free throw. And waiting for substitutions. Just 19 seconds in, we've had some crazy subs. Now the officials need to discuss something. So we've got a break in the action here in the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth. See what our officials are discussing. No, I don't know. We're ready to shoot a free throw. And Sophie Gruhl to shoot her second free throw now. Try to cut the lead back down to two. And Gruhl will put it up off the rim and in. So Sophie hits them both. She'll check out. 7:41 to go here. I don't understand that. You play 19 seconds and then come out of the ball game. Both teams did it, though. So here comes Axtell with the basketball. Into the front court will be Kit Wells. Dribbles with the left hand to the wing. Original starters back in there for the Wildcats to Miller in the corner. Back out to Season Melema. Top of the circle to Wells. Starts to drive, and then Wojcicki cuts her off. Rotated over to Miller. High post again. Not a lot of movement without the basketball right now for Axtell as Wilcox-Hildreth packs that zone. They're basically double-teaming Kring. Somebody else they're going to have to get the ball to, and it's going to be Melema in the corner, and it'll be Sophie for three. No good. Rebound, Emily Poole. 1 of 9 from three-point land for Axtell. Wilcox-Hildreth 0 of 2 driving in. They'll get the short jumper inside to Nichols. Nichols will score it off the assist from Heinrichs, and we're tied again. 10-10, third tie of the basketball game. Axtell again tries to get it to Kring. She goes down and grabs it. Three players on her. Has to get it out for a three-pointer. Wells puts it up. No good. Rebound brought down by the Falcons. Knocked out of the hands of Nichols, but they do retrieve it with Riley Jenkins. Into the front court. Heinrichs again down on the block. Ball knocked away and a foul going to be called on Kit Wells. She's got two now for Axtell. 10-10. Wilcox-Hildreth on the baseline to throw it in. And the subs keep rolling in here. Neither team, I mean, especially Axtell, they don't go a lot deep. And Coach Cooksley tonight early has been trying to sub in almost every break here as the inbounds pass falls out of the hands of Heinrichs and taken away by Jordan Popple. Sixth turnover for Wilcox-Hildreth. Popple into the front court, drops it right corner. Back to Popple. She'll come right down the middle of the lane. Scoop shot, no good. And again, players on the floor. It ends up in the hands of the Wildcats, and Hannah Kring will put it up and in. 12-10, Axtell. It's not pretty. Both teams are fighting hard out there, and they're making each squad really work for any shots in the paint. Most of the shots have to come from the outside. Heinrichs gets it down low. Ball dropped by Nichols as she was on the post. Kicks it out. Poole for three, way short. Wojcicki with the rebound. Melema blocks the shot, and a foul called. Sophie Melema, her first foul of the ball game. That three came up well short, but it was just perfect for Alex Wojcicki. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. The first one is good. 12-11. Axtell with a one-point lead, and Wojcicki trying to change that here. She'll put it up and round it out. No good. Rebound by Sophie Melema. So after getting called for the foul, she pulls down the board. 5:45 to go here, second quarter, 12-11. Axtell with a one-point lead and the ball. They had a four-point lead. Wilcox-Hildreth has never lead. Led Melema to Popple. One dribble, 12-footer. Off the heel, no good. Rebound grabbed by Emily Poole, her third. Outlet pass, Wojcicki. Kring trying to make her change hands. Does, throws over the top to Heinrichs. Alexa, wraparound pass is kicked out. Heinrichs always in transition, looking to get that pass ahead. Pass ahead. Even if she's unguarded, she's looking to move it. Move it quickly. And she's going to check out as the ball is kicked out of bounds. And again, the merry-go-round of substitutions. Roll in and roll in. Waiting. They'll get it inside. Falcons to Wojcicki. Shot's no good. Got her own rebound, though. She was too far behind the backboard. They'll get it out top to Poole. Try to force it inside the Jenkins. Ball deflected back out to Poole to the baseline. Eight-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Hannah Kring. Hands it off to Miller, and up the floor she'll run with it. To the right, Welbo kicks it out of the wing. Three-pointer. Popple is short again. Ball kicked around and grabbed by Cameron Preston. 12-11, a low-scoring first half between these two 10-win teams as the outlet pass is thrown away. Kring comes up with the steal. Seventh, Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. Popple again, nobody guards her, so she takes it in, knocks the bowling pins over, and she's going to the line. Don't forget Kearney High basketball tonight at Lincoln East is on ESPN 1460. And for St. Cecilia, they're at Aquinas on 1230 KHAS. The foul on Wojcicki of Wilcox-Hildreth, her first, and the team's second. They'll say it was before the shot was attempted, and so Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. Up top to Miller. Nobody guards her. She shoots the straightaway three. They cannot get it to go. Ball is tipped around. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Season Malawa, and we have got a timeout called by Wilcox Hildreth. With 4:33 to go here in the first half of play, it is Axtell 14, Wilcox Hildreth 11. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Glad to have you along with us. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports action. Tonight, Fort Kearney Conference basketball, 4:33 to go in the second quarter. Axtell girls leading here at Wilcox Hildreth, 14-11. A lot of scrambles out there, just not a lot of buckets going in. It's not like we've had a ton of fouls or a ton of turnovers. And as we say that, Season Melba steps in the passing lane, picks it off, and that is 8 now for the Falcons compared to 3 for Axtell. Miller, right baseline, pulls up from 13, short, can't get a shot to go. Axtell really struggling from the field. Rebound grabbed by Emily Bergstrom, who's in out of the timeout. Up the floor, ball gets away, travels with it. We've had very few trips up and down the floor, though. Ball out of bounds, or the foul called, or now the turnover starting to mount, or it's just kicked out of bounds. A lot of times we have had somebody not be able to grab a rebound, and we've had quite a few inbounds plays underneath the hoop. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, a preview of the boys' game. We'll update you on what else is going on, including UNK women's basketball tonight. Here's a three, Kit Wells, and most of them are short so far, but a long rebound run down by Ashley Snell. Back to Wells, she's now on the right key. Up top, another long-range jumper by Snell. The 17-footer, no good. Ball is tipped into the hands of Riley Jenkins, and finally Wilcox Hildreth is back on offense. Bocheski into the front court. Reaching in, trying to steal it away as well. She knocks it away. It goes out of bounds. Speaking of the UNK women, they were down at the half. They've made up some ground here in the first 10 minutes of the second half. 9:10 to go in the game. South Dakota Mines 46, UNK 45. Kind of a trap game after three consecutive conference games for the Lopers and playing the fourth-ranked team in the country very well last night. With it is Heinrichs, trapped on the wing, finally finds Bocheski, dribbles to the right elbow, had some room in the lane, but decided to pull up and then throws it away. Wilcox Hildreth has turned it over four straight times coming out of their timeout. So they're trying to get some offense ran, but there's nothing there for them. They turn it over before they can get anything going. 14-11, Axtell with the lead. Playing catch up top against the zone defense. 2-1-2 to the right elbow, Kring. Ball fake, comes down the middle of the lane, scoop shot. Bounces out. Preston grabs the rebound to Bocheski. Trying to double her. She's trapped as she gets across the timeline. Steps around. They'll fire it underneath the Heinrichs on the block. She does not take the shot. Kicks it out on the elbow right back. And Heinrichs will put up a 15-footer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Hannah Kring. That's her seventh. Up ahead to Popple. 2:30 to go. Someone needs to score. The crowd wants to make noise. It's a good crowd. Popple right wing to the free throw line. Kring right back to Jordan. Up top to Miller. Again, that zone is packed in there for Wilcox Hildreth. That's why there's been so many threes. And finally one knocked down by Jordan Popple. 2 of 14 now from outside for Axtell, but they take the lead up to 6. 17-11 because Wilcox Hildreth hasn't got a shot off in a while. Into the front court, they'll go to Jenkins. Heinrichs down on the post again, trying to make some room as Preston finds Nichols underneath, and the pass underneath to Jenkins. Jenkins will score and draw the foul. A chance at a three-point play, breaking a nearly three-minute scoring drought here for the Falcons. 17-13. 1:58 to go before halftime. Jenkins with the basketball, puts the free throw up, and it is no good. Melama high in the air, and Season has her fifth board. She'll give it off to Popple and into the front court. Come the Cats into the corner. Melama, they go to the right side 80% of the time when they bring that ball up. Here's another long-range jumper. Three-pointer by Popple is too strong. Running down the long rebound, Jenkins. Jenkins trying to go coast-to-coast, and a travel going to be called on Wilcox Hildreth. They've tried so hard to beat Axtell back. That's the one constant. The Wildcat defense has been really good at getting back on loose ball situations. And Wilcox Hildreth will settle back into their zone defense as the Cats will trot it up here with Ashley Snell. She'll give it off and rotate through all the way to the right corner. Nobody follows her. Now she'll drop it down to Melama. And Sophie, I guess, when she caught it down at the far end, must have been standing on the baseline. And that'll be the first turnover of the second quarter here for Axtell, just their fourth of the game. 1:24 to go in the half. It's Axtell 17 and Wilcox Hildreth 13. Front court, Falcons will stop between the circles. It'll be Poole over on the left wing. Gruel, who's in, gets it underneath. Nichols, short jumper in traffic. No good. Another board for Season Melama. And she'll look for the long outlet. Crane got behind everybody. Great pass, and she's fouled on the shot. The old over the shoulder catch, take his step, go up, and Kring will have to earn it from the free throw line where she is one of two. Only the second trip for Axtell to the line here in the game. The foul's on Ashley Nichols. Her first. Only the third foul on the Falcons. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Back in will be Miller for Axtell. And Jenkins for Wilcox Hildreth. Jenkins, Gruel, Bergstrom, along with Earhart and Nichols on the floor. Second free throw, Kring, good. So just like last time, Kring misses the first, hits the second. 18-13 Axtell. 1 minute to go here before halftime. Earhart dribbles down the middle of the zone to the high post. Gruel out on the wing. Bergstrom to Earhart. And they get it back outside the arc. Had a couple of looks, passed them up. Earhart swings it here in the corner. Jenkins down to Nichols. Guarded by Melama. Melama goes for the steal. And we've got a whistle and a timeout. Axtell got the steal and then called the timeout to maintain the possession. With 41 seconds to go here in the first half, Axtell 18, Wilcox Hildreth 13. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
Axtell ball. We'll see if they try and hold for the last shot. 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Looks like they're going to get right into it here. They shoot the three. Melama, no good for Season. Long rebound. Comes out to Riley Jenkins again, her fourth. And here come the Falcons into the front court. Earhart, Melama all over her. She'll get rid of the basketball to the trailer. Bergstrom out on the wing. The jumper comes up short again for the Falcons. Grab the rebound. Just throw it up there with Jenkins. No good. Another chance inside, and finally a foul will be called. And Nichols is going to end up going to the line after Bergstrom kept it alive. Ashley, 4 points here for Wilcox Hildreth and a chance to add a couple of free throws. It is the second foul on Sophie Melama. 11 seconds remain in the half. The free throw in and out, no good. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Back in Vocheski for Wilcox Hildreth. Second free throw now for Nichols. On the way, and it is good. So Nichols gets one of two. Axtell will sub in with Jordan Popple. 18-14 Axtell, 11 seconds to get a good shot off. Season Melama will bring it across the timeline. Stops at the top of the key, gives it to Miller into the right-hand corner. Three-pointer is blocked by Gruel, and it'll be a heave to the other end that will come up well short, but a nice defensive play in there by Gruel to block the three-point attempt of Ashley Snell. But the story, Wilcox Hildreth, too many turnovers, and Axtell not shooting well at all. They have shot a lot of threes. They've missed some inside shots. They've got a lot of offensive rebounds, but it's just not falling in their hoop. We'll see if the change of sides at halftime will change the luck for both teams. Your score is Axtell 18, Wilcox Hildreth 14, 10-4 Falcons, 10-5 Wildcats. The number one seed in the conference tournament could be on the line for the winner here tonight. We'll be back and look at the first half stats and a whole lot more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth High School. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. It is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. In our girls' game, it is Axtell 18, Wilcox Hildreth 14. We've got the boys' game coming up next, and it should be a dandy. Wilcox Hildreth continues to win close games, and they've won them all. They're 14-0 on the season. Last couple out haven't been that close, but a two-point win over Elm Creek, a four-point win over Kennesaw. They started after Christmas with four straight road games, and their defense has been outstanding this season. Yes, they're scoring in the high 50s to low 60s on a regular basis, but they are holding almost every opponent they've played this year to 36 or less points. And for Axtell, they're feast or famine, kind of like the girls. Axtell's girls shot the ball well against Arapahoe, but Arapahoe, who's 14-2, shot it even better and won the ball game. For Axtell's boys, they can put 70 on you, but if the shots aren't falling, then sometimes they struggle into the upper 30s. They set at 11-3 on the season with their losses to Amherst, Kennesaw, and Elm Creek by 1 point in a game that could have went either way that we saw last week here on Classic Hits. Since that, they came back home with back-to-back wins against Lawrence Nelson and Arapahoe, holding both of those teams to 33 points. So, will it be a defensive game or will the teams be able to get up and down the floor? Should be an interesting one here tonight, and the boys is so interesting in the Fort Kearney Conference with these two teams, Amherst, Elwood. You got Elm Creek getting healthy. There's going to be positioning for that FKC over the next 2 weeks. There should be a lot of competitive games from teams that have a lot of wins so far this season. Don't forget tomorrow here on Classic Hits, it is the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament from Loup City. Finals are scheduled to begin around 2 o'clock. That's when we'll take the air. Adams Central, the defending champ, but a lot of schools with a lot of good wrestlers, and we're starting to see the schools in the Loup Platte that didn't have a lot of kids out for wrestling the last 5 years starting to fill in, and which should be a really good tournament tomorrow. And then we'll also have basketball for you on ESPN Radio, where tonight Kearney High is currently playing Lincoln East. And then tomorrow, it's a split doubleheader. Kearney Catholic girls will host Wayne at 3 o'clock. And then the Kearney Catholic boys will take on Boys Town at 6. They lost at Boys Town last year by 3. This will be the first meeting between the Kearney Catholic and Wayne girls. And that's tomorrow on ESPN Radio. We'll take a break and look at the first half stats of our game in just a moment. Also want to update you on what UNK is doing. They put together a nice run here over the last 5 minutes to go from one down to seven up. 4:01 to go in the second half. 55-48, UNK has the lead. Here it's 18-14, Axtell leading Wilcox Hildreth. We'll look at the numbers next.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at your first half numbers. First off for Axtell, Kit Wells, 2 points. Ashley Snell a rebound. Reagan Miller has a rebound. Jordan Popple hit a three-point bucket for her total. She has one rebound. Hannah Kring has 6 points, 7 rebounds. Season Melema leads the way with 7 points, 6 rebounds. And Sophie Melema has 3 rebounds here in the first half. 11 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter. Hannah Kring's the only player to be to the line. She was 1 of 2 in each quarter. 3-point shooting, that's been a problem for Axtell. They were 1 of 8 in the first quarter, and they were 1 of 8 again in the second quarter. Turnovers, they've taken care of the ball, 3 in the first quarter and 1 in the second. Foul situation, Sophie Melema, Kit Wells each have 2. 10 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. At the half, Axtell 18 points, 19 rebounds. 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 16 against this zone from 3-point land, and 4 turnovers. We'll look at the numbers for Wilcox Hildreth right after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today. Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the first half numbers for Wilcox Hildreth. Emily Poole, 3 rebounds. Emily Bergstrom, 2. Alexa Heinrichs has a rebound. Sarah Earhart, 2 points. Alexa Wojcicki, 1 point and 3 rebounds. Ashley Nichols, 5 points to lead the way, 2 rebounds. Riley Jenkins, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Sophie Gruel, 2 points on a pair of free throws, a rebound and a block. And Cameron Preston, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 14 of the second. All the free throws were in the second quarter where they were 4 of 7, 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers a problem for the Falcons, 5 in the first and 7 in the second. Nobody with multiple fouls for Wilcox Hildreth. 6 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second at the half, 14 points, 20 rebounds. 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 12 turnovers at the half. Axtell 18, Wilcox Hildreth 14. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next on the Kids.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
A
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here as the second half begins at Wilcox-Hildreth, and Axtell will get the ball on a four-point lead, their biggest lead, six in this game. Throw over the top of the zone. Miller for three off the front of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Wells, no good. Melama finally falls, and that's how they did a lot of their scoring in the first half of play. Second chance points. As Nichols gets free at the other end into the paint. 7-foot runner is up too strong. Offensive rebound grabbed in there by Heinrichs. They'll kick it out for a three-pointer. Won't go that time by Poole. And the rebound is grabbed by Sophie Melama, her fifth. Now for Axtell. So the first possession for each team, exactly like what we saw in the first half for each team. Melama's pass is deflected away, and Axtell will turn it over for the fifth time of the game. Vocheski will bring it up. Same starters in there for both teams. Poole, Heinrichs, Vocheski, Nichols, and Jenkins for Wilcox-Hildreth. In the paint, they'll kick it off on the wing. Heinrichs will try a three. It's way short. Rebound is grabbed by Melama, and Sophie already three boards here in the first minute of the third quarter of play. Outlet pass into the front court to Season. Back out top to Wells. Kitt, top of the circle, will pull it out. Coach Kelly Cooksley trying to get him into what they discussed at halftime. Hannah Crane comes outside the paint against this zone defense. Gives it to Melama. Season gets by the defender. They went for the steal. Drives baseline. Up and under. It's good. Nice move by Season Melama after the attempt at the steal went awry. She made him pay, and it's 22-14. The largest lead of the game for Axtell at 8 points. Subs already. Let's take a look at our Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed professional. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. And if you just base it on what we saw in the first half, this should be an evenly played game as Wilcox-Hildreth turns it over. Wilcox-Hildreth has to quit turning it over. And Axtell has to start making the shots when they do turn it over. Both teams struggled in those areas in the first half. Another three-pointer in the corner. This one by Popple, no good. Rebound brought down by Emily Bergstrom. Fast break into the front court to Heinrichs. The defense is set there. Heinrichs brings it into the left-hand corner with that big brace on her right knee. They'll reverse it right side. Bergstrom on the block. They'll go to Jenkins, not looking to shoot. Heinrichs will fire a three off the heel, no good. Rebound. Tip, 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 and grabbed by Ashley Snell, her second. Baseball pass over everybody but Melama. She'll grab it, she'll set, she'll miss the six-footer. Rebound grabbed by Wilcox-Hildreth. Riley Jenkins now with six. Teams trying to get up and down the floor, just can't finish. And again, the ball knocked away. Axtell knows what Wilcox-Hildreth is doing on transition. They always have somebody run straight to the post on the same side. And so Axtell can cheat to that side even when the numbers aren't there. If it's a two-on-one or a three-on-two, they know where the offensive player is going to be, and they've done a good job of recognizing that and not allowing any layups down low. Kick it out, Vocheski off the inbounds. Her 12-footer will not go. Rebound back up by Jenkins, and finally one falls in here for the Falcons, their first points of the second half. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 22-16. Axtell, it's been a struggle here so far. Axtell got a couple of buckets in the first minute and a half. Kind of thought maybe they would ease things up, but that's not the case. Get it going. Miller into the corner. Popple fakes the three, tries the baseline. Nice job, but the shot is too strong. And the rebound brought down by Riley Jenkins, her eighth. Up the floor, Vocheski trying to stay away from Miller. Nice pass over the top to Jenkins. They'll get it into the right-hand corner to Cameron Preston now. Back over to Bergstrom. Down by six, into the paint, 2-foot pass underneath to Bergstrom. She's fouled. And see, there's what we're talking about. Jenkins had a wide-open 8-footer but made a 2-foot pass, and now they'll have to earn it from the line. So both teams, just the crispness, I guess, would probably be the way to put it. You know they can move the ball. You know they can shoot the ball. They both got 10 wins. They're two of the top teams in the conference, but they've struggled a little bit tonight as Wells is called for her third foul. And the free throw by Preston is up and in, her third point of the game. 22-17 Axtell, 4:27 to go here in the third quarter of play on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hildreth, and Keene. As the free throw is up, no good. Rebound, Ashley Snell, her third. She'll push it up the floor. Bergstrom makes her kick it off to Melama. Season for three, no good. Rebound grabbed and kicked out for another jumper from 15. It is good by Miller. Off the assist from Snell, that's the first bucket of the game for Reagan Miller. Then the steal made Melama takes it in, draws the foul. It rolls off the rim. Will not go. Thought that was going to be a quick chance at five in a row for Axtell. But another Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. Their 15th of the ball game. Foul is called on Vocheski, her second. And at the line will be Season Melama to shoot two. And it rattles around, won't go. Sophie Gruel re-enters the game for the Falcons. And Season Melama now to shoot her second free throw. On the way, and that one won't go either. Board grabbed by Preston, her fourth. To Vocheski, to Bergstrom. Always passing that basketball, and it's deflected and stolen away in the backcourt again, bringing it in. Snell, left-hand layup, good. And Ashley Snell with her first bucket of the game. 26-17, the largest lead up to nine. The ball got punched up on the stage, so they'll blow it dead, and now we're ready to go. Axtell, the 1-3-1 zone trap. Falcons break it by throwing over the top to Preston, and she'll hand it off to Vocheski. Vocheski on the left side of the key, drops it down. Gruel right underneath the hoop. The left-handed shot is up and in. Well, they've been trying to get it down to the post, and Gruel finally able to get him some points in the paint, 26-19. Axtell by seven, 3.5 to go here in quarter number three. Lob it into the corner, Melama there again. Here's another three. Miller puts it up. Will not fall. Offensive rebound. Sophie Melama back up and in. Her second bucket of the quarter. She's got 4 points and four rebounds already here in the third quarter. Axtell 28-19 here at Wilcox-Hildreth. Pass goes behind Gruel. Stolen away again. Snell. Snell up into the front court. Punched away before she can get to the line and put it up. Out of bounds. And Axtell to throw it in. 3:03 to go in the third quarter, and in for Wilcox-Hildreth, the freshman, Sydney Vocheski. Everybody stacked up here on the right side of the lane for Axtell to throw it in. Snell looking, lobs it up top to Kring, catches, shoots the 16-footer, and hit it. Hannah Kring with 8 points, her first points of the second half, and the lead now double digits, 30-19. Falcons got to find a way to score. Instead, it's picked off again. Snell, the uncontested layup, and it's turned in a hurry for Axtell. Timeout on the floor, Wilcox-Hildreth. 2:44 to go in the third quarter of play, and the lead has went from 5 to 13 here in the last minute and a half. Your score, Axtell 32, Wilcox-Hildreth 19. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Out of the Wilcox-Hildreth timeout, Axtell puts even tougher pressure on, trying to finish the deal here with 2.5 to go in the third quarter, and it'll be thrown away, but it was touched there by Axtell. Melama didn't know that there was nobody behind her, and out of bounds it goes, so Wilcox-Hildreth will catch a break, have it underneath their own hoop, stack the left side of the lane to throw it in, will be Jenkins. They just need a bucket here, need something positive. They've struggled into Vocheski. Sydney's shot is short. Rebound to Sam Trampy, who came in during the timeout. To Snell, who's played well here in the second half. Off the Popple. Dribbles into the left-hand corner. Back to Snell to Trampy at the top of the circle. You've got Kring and Sophie Melama also on the floor for the Cats. Popple around the defender. Then she's cut off by Preston and Gruel. Kick it out for another three. Snell no good. This time the rebound is batted into the hands of Alex Wojcieski. And she'll wait for the traffic to clear and bring it into the front court. Axtell, 0 of 5 from three-point land this quarter. 2 of 21 in the game. And they still lead by 13. Entry pass, try to get it to Gruel. Kring deflects it away. It's going to go out of bounds into the Axtell crowd. Reagan Miller and Season Melama check in. Sophie Melama and Jordan Popple will come out. The Kearney High girls, a nice win tonight at Lincoln East, 55-47. The boys game coming up on ESPN 1460 and 1550 momentarily. Kearney High is home tomorrow. They've got their own split doubleheader. The Marion girls, the undefeated top-ranked Creighton Prep boys. As the Falcons kick it away again, and Kring comes up with a loose basketball. Quickly into the front court, they'll get it to Miller. Back up top, Popple. It was Trampy that checked out. That was my bad. Popple stayed in the game. Jordan over on the wing to Miller. Holds the ball into the corner. Melama, open look at a three, decides not to take it as Gruel got over there in a hurry. 1:20 to go in the third quarter, 32-19 Axtell. Season Melama in front of us here in the right-hand corner. Ball fake up top, Miller, top of the key three. Too strong. Long rebound comes out to Sydney Wojcieski. Just 5 points in the quarter here for Wilcox Hildreth, a team that averages 46 a game, has just 19 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Wojcieski to the baseline, cut off by Miller. She forces it, steps up and under, and puts it off the glass, left baseline, and scores. Wojcieski worked hard, took a tough shot, but she converts for the first time in the game, 32-21. Axtell with the ball, the lead, and 41 seconds to go here in the quarter. Strong on the left side to Miller, down to the baseline. Melama, no room to go, so she'll take one dribble and fire it back out top. Ball fake Popple on the weak side, right side, up top Snell to Miller. Not a whole lot of dribble penetration for Axtell. Inside to Kring, double teamed. One dribble, kicks it back out. It's either a three-pointer or they get it to the post, and here's the three-pointer. Season Melama, no good. I'll tell you, it's not like they're not good-looking shots, but boy, oh boy, they can't get them to go. Popple gets the rebound. She dribbles into the paint, forces the issue. It's no good. Sydney Wojcieski, the rebound, 7 seconds, trying to go coast-to-coast. The ball's going to be knocked out of her hands and into the wall. That might be a good thing because I don't know that Wojcieski knew how much time was left. 3.5 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Inbounds play for Wilcox Hildreth. Try to get one more shot and score here. They'll box the lane. Looking inside. Now they have to lob it out to Gruel. She catches, and as she tried to adjust against the defensive Kring, they're going to say she walked with the basketball. 8th turnover of the quarter and 20th of the game. 2 seconds, Axtell throws it in short. They'll just hold it, and at the end of three quarters of play, it is Axtell 32 and Wilcox Hildreth 21. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
We head to the fourth quarter of play here at Wilcox Hildreth in our girls' game. Axtell 32, Wilcox Hildreth 21. I'm sure if you would have told Wilcox Hildreth that Axtell was on 32 going into the fourth, they would have been okay with that. And they're going to really have to save all their offense here for the fourth quarter. They get the ball to start the quarter. Jenkins takes it right to the low block, hands it to Gruel in traffic. The shot no good. Offensive rebound by Riley Jenkins. She's got 9 out to the free throw line. Sydney Wojcieski shot no good, short. Rebound Season Melama. And here comes Axtell. Quickly into the corner to Wells. Back out to Melama. There's a three-pointer. The first one of the half. 2 of 23 before that one falls for Axtell. And that will be season Melama's 12th point of the basketball game. 35-21. Now Wojcieszky loose at the other end. She goes in for the layup, and she'll be fouled by season Melama. Her first. Fouls are not a problem. Kit Wells does have three, and basically the rest of the rosters have a combined of 7 or 8 total. So at the line will be the freshman Sydney Wojcieszky to shoot 2 free throws. And the first free throw is off the front of the iron and no good for Wilcox Hildreth. Sydney averages about a point per ball game, 56% shooting from the line as a team. UNK women, a winner tonight. They were down at the half, but they rallied to beat South Dakota Mines 65-54. Second free throw here, also no good. So not helping themselves from the line. And the rebound brought down Kit Wells. Long outlet pass to Melama. Nearly stolen away by Jenkins. Back to Melama. Another three against this zone. Won't go. 2 Falcons fight for the ball. And it'll be Jenkins to get out of there with her 10th board. So Riley has done a great job rebounding the basketball. She's unguarded, so she'll set up. Fire the three-pointer. It won't go. Wilcox Hildreth is 0 of 7 from out there. Hannah Crane grabs her 8th rebound. And here comes Axtell again. A comfortable 14-point lead with the way this game has been going. Rotating around to Melama, fakes the three, drives the baseline, cut off by Preston, tries to get it to Sophie. A jump ball will be called as Wojcieszky sneaks in there for the tie-up. And with 6:39 to go in the ball game, it should be Axtell basketball. 35-21 is your score. In favor of Axtell, they have taken a timeout brought to you by the folks at Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
6:39 remains in our girls' game. Axtell with their largest lead, 35-21, and they've got the ball underneath their own hoop. Kit Wells tries to lob it in. It's a little underthrown. It's deflected by Jenkins, but picked up there by Snell. And Axtell will regain possession to Jordan Popple. Snell swings it over right side to Wells. Again, that zone just packed in there, and that's why Axtell has attempted 25 three-pointers. Make it 26, and it's good. Kit Wells with her first three-point bucket. She has 5 points now, and the lead probably insurmountable, 38-21. You've scored only 21 points if you're the Falcons, and you're down 17. You turn it over, and a timeout here called by Axtell because Jordan Popple had to dive on the floor to grab the basketball. They'll have just one timeout remaining, but that's okay. 6:09 to go, and Axtell has a comfortable 38-21 lead. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth. As always, want to say a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, to Vic Young, the athletic director, as they take a lob from half court inside to Kring, and the shot is blocked by Sophie Gruhl, her second. It was a great pass to Kring, but Gruhl held her ground, blocked the shot, and Wilcox Hildreth outlet pass way over the head of Emily Poole. 22nd turnover unofficially here for Wilcox Hildreth. Axtell, 5. One of the reasons is Wilcox Hildreth just sets back in a half-court zone. They're not attacking the ball. They do a good job of packing it in. And even though Axtell still isn't shooting the ball well, that zone seems to be working. It's just they don't get a lot of turnovers. And now Axtell throwing over the top, gets it down to Kring, makes a nice one-handed catch. She'll bring it down to the baseline, turn and kick it back out to the trailer in Popple. Axtell being a little patient this time. Still staying in that zone, but maybe trying to spread it a little more here is Wilcox Hildreth. 5.5 to go. Axtell up 38-21. Coach Kelly Cooksley trying to instruct during the play here as the cross-court pass is knocked out of bounds by Emily Poole, trying to throw over the top of that zone. Again, the UNK women a winner tonight, 65-54. And Kearney High defeats Lincoln East 55-47. And we've got yet another timeout here, and this is called by Wilcox Hildreth. 5:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's our third timeout of the fourth quarter. It's still 38-21, Axtell.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, it looks that timeout. They are going to switch over to man-to-man defense here for Wilcox Hildreth. We'll see how that changes things for Axtell. Going to be too little too late. 38-21. Wells off the dribble, drives right side, comes up short of the scoop shot. Another rebound, Riley Jenkins. She has been one of the lone bright spots tonight for Wilcox Hildreth. They are on their way to maybe a season low in points. Their previous season low as it's turned over again. Out ahead to Melama, seasoned with some defense and a foul called. Riley Jenkins just not going to give it to her, and with fouls to give, she gives one, and will make season earn it from the free throw line where she's 0 of 2. But the previous low was when they were upset the final game before Christmas over at Pleasanton, 36-31. This is a team that doesn't struggle scoring like this, and this is the night that they are, as Melama puts it up and in. 39-21, and if I have my numbers right, I believe it was 22-17 at one point, Axtell. And since then, they're on a 17-4 run and now an 18-4 run as Season Melama makes them both. It's Axtell 40, Wilcox Hildreth 21, and Axtell might be the number one seed in the conference tournament with this win. As they'll throw it ahead to Poole. Poole gets it down the low block. Finally an open look, but Nichols, it's spun off for the lefty rebound. Another one for Jenkins, and on the way up, she'll be fouled. A chance to go to the line and shoot two. Wilcox Hildreth looking for their first points here of the fourth quarter. And they play again tomorrow at Amherst, a team that has won six in a row. Free throw is up, and it is good. Jenkins with her fifth point for Axtell. They play Eustace Farnum and Loomis at home before the conference tournament. Second free throw, Jenkins up and in. And the way the conference standings stand, Axtell would be obviously favored in both of those. So they're trying to get another winning streak going after that loss to Arapahoe, which was a good test for this ball club. Team they may have to face down the road. Up top, Sam Trampy has checked in. 4:25 to go in the game, 40-23 Axtell. Looks like they've decided to go back to the zone here for Wilcox Hildreth. So Axtell changes it back up to Wells, to the right elbow, up top Melama, three-pointer this time. It's Sophie, it's no good. Long rebound run down at the top of the key by Emily Bergstrom. Bergstrom up ahead for a layup. Jenkins, it's too strong. Went right over the top of the rim of the rebound, brought down by Sophie Melama, her eighth. 4 minutes to go. Wells, unguarded, drives into the paint, kicks it out to Season. Season one dribble, 12-footer from the right baseline, no good. Emily Bergstrom gets her fifth rebound. 40-23, Axtell. Boys game will follow. get underway about 8:15 here. Poole gets an open three, so she'll fire. Emily got it to go. First bucket of the ball game for Emily, the first three of the game for Wilcox Hildreth, and finally something that the Falcon fans can make a little noise about, 40-26. They'll put on that zone trap. Axtell will get it to midcourt. Miller will go to Melama. Crossover back to Miller. On the right wing, they'll go to Sophie. And Axtell now looks like they're ready to catch their breath. Hannah Kring on the bench right now for Axtell, so it's Melama inside. If they want to go to the post, it's Sophie. They've done a good job of doubling on that post. Now just kind of dribbling around out front is Season Melama. Trying to extend that zone, the 2-3 zone. But Wilcox Hildreth hasn't shown that they're going to step in any passing lane here, and Axtell just keeps throwing it around the perimeter. They've whittled the clock to 2:50. And Season Melama is just going to dribble it out towards midcourt. And if Wilcox Hildreth doesn't come out of their zone, there's no reason for Axtell to do anything. And that's kind of what they're doing. Coach Dave Irwin is way out on the court trying to tell his girls to get out on him. And in the meantime, Axtell, trying to get some communication going, forgot that they couldn't shuffle their feet, walked with the basketball. Only the second turnover of the half for the Wildcats as Kring and Popple re-enter the ball game. Also out there will be Miller, Snell, and Season Melama. 2:37 remaining in the game. Axtell 40, Wilcox Hildreth 26. Don't forget, when the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament semifinals and finals are held at the Viero Events Center, all the games on ESPN, 1460, 1550, and online just like tonight, and all our games at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Poole, left elbow, nice lob inside, but right underneath the hoop was Gruel and couldn't get it wrapped around the rim. The rebound brought down by Melama. They got what they wanted, but just didn't have the perfect position that time as Kring gives it to Snell. With 2:10 to go, into the paint, Miller, one-hand runner over the front of the rim and in. Reagan Miller with her second bucket, 42-26, 2 minutes to go. Axtell is going to go to 11-5, and Wilcox Hildreth is going to go to 10-5 as the ball gets deflected away. And Wilcox Hildreth turns it over for the 24th time here in the game. 1:53 remains. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats for you, then we get you ready for the boys' game as Sarah Earhart will check in and the freshman Sydney Wojcieski will check in. And it looks like Coach Irwin's just now going to clear the bench. He's going to bring in Megan Jeldon, Brooke Guthrie. For the meantime, Riley Jenkins is going to stay in there. Coach Irwin may think that she's had the best game, and statistically she might have, and on the inbounds reach in. Megan Jeldon wanted to make her presence known right away. Each team has only been whistled for 3 fouls here in the second half, so that's not a problem down the home stretch. Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. Coach Cooksley should be subbing here very shortly to Kring from the free throw line. Her jumper's a little strong. We've got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Wilcox Hildreth as Riley Jenkins gets credit for her 13th board. The undefeated Wilcox Hildreth boys, the 11-3 Axtell Wildcat boys coming up next. And now here comes the subs for Axtell. Zoe Dahlgren, Paige Kirby, Sam Trampy. The Falcons will inbound it, a long baseball pass to Brooke Guthrie. Runs it all the way down to the baseline and turns and gives it to Earhart. To Wojcieski, entry pass tipped away. Getting a hand on it is Caitlin Callen. And Hildreth, Wilcox Hildreth will turn it over, and then so will Axtell. Who did we miss out there? Also in for Axtell is Emmy Nickel. For the Falcons, they will take Jenkins out. A good night on the boards will not be enough for her this evening and her Falcon teammates, as their 4-game winning streak will come to an end. Bergstrom on the right corner, and they need a couple buckets to get some points on the board, and they'll get one here as they get it inside to Megan Jeldon. She'll turn, use the glass, and score 42-28. 1:15 to go, Axtell on top. Wildcats were up by just 4 at the half, 18-14. Ball between the circles, Dahlgren. Into the corner, Trampy. They open up the lane, so she'll drive the baseline. The scoop shot got away from her, and now we're going to have a fight underneath and another jump ball. This time it'll belong to Axtell. Paige Kirby getting the board. 101 remains in this ball game. 42-28 Axtell. Again, earlier tonight, the Kearney girls over Lincoln East, 55-47. Inbounds pass here will come to Callen. Callen inside to Kirby. Ball knocked out of her hands. We're going to get another jump. This time it'll be Wilcox-Hildreth basketball. So the reserves trying to find a way to make a play and impress their coaches. Earhart will throw it in. Axtell's just going to drop back, take any pressure off. Ball comes into Emily Bergstrom, quickly into the front court, 50 seconds. On a baseline, wide open is Jeldon. Pass a little low to her. She grabs it, bounce pass to her teammate Brooke Guthrie. Punched out of her hands and out of bounds. Wilcox-Hildreth will try again. Again, their season low was 31. Right now they're on 28. Checking in, Madison Eckhoff, a freshman for Axtell. Now the Falcons to throw it in. Sydney Wojcieszek in the corner to Earhart. Earhart, spin move, dribbles into the double team. Ball knocked away. We're going to get the ball picked back up and underneath to Jeldon, a near jump ball, but Earhart stayed with it, scooped it over to Jeldon. Jeldon with her second bucket here in the fourth quarter. Now they're going for another steal, but Paige Kirby does pick it up, and a hot potato and a travel on Axtell. So their varsity turned it over six times, and that'll be the third turnover here since the reserves have come in, which will skew that great number that they had. Inbounds pass Wojcieszek. They need another bucket here to avoid their lowest output of the season. Wojcieszek swings it over to Earhart with 20 seconds, dribbles in, and they're going to call a foul. It'll be on Zoe Dahlgren. And let's see if it's free throws. They're going to say yes, it is. So Sarah Earhart, who had a bucket in the first quarter, has a chance to get him to 31 and then possibly 32 with 17 seconds to go. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up next. And Wilcox-Hildreth could also make the score just a little bit closer here. It was 17, the free throw all the way around and out. It's now down to 12, 42-30 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Photos of tonight's action will be up for you to download free of charge. So check that out in the next couple of days as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw off the heel and in. So Earhart hits the free throw, 42-31. Axtell will get it into Dahlgren to Kirby. They'd like to get one more shot up here and get a name and a scorebook. Kirby up the floor, guarded by Earhart. Double team gives it off to Callen. 8 seconds to go. Just trying to find somebody that can get a shot. Nice pass inside, driving in the lamp by Kirby. She draws the foul. Good pass by Dahlgren. Always good as a coach to see your youngsters get it. Run the play. Do it correctly. Doesn't matter how much time or what the score is, but to do the things you've taught them in practice. Two free throws with 2 seconds to go. Paige Kirby puts it up and in. So the freshman gets in the score column here tonight at Wilcox. Second free throw now. We'll see if Kirby can hit them both. Paige, a couple of dribbles, a couple of spins. She'll fire it. She'll hit it. And that should do it as Wilcox-Hildreth will throw it in. And your final score here tonight in this Fort Kearney Conference girls matchup of two of the top teams in the conference. It was the Axtell defense getting the job done tonight. The Wildcats, 44, and the Falcons of Wilcox-Hildreth, 31. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Boys game will tip off in just a little over 20 minutes. Right now, it's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. The final numbers for the Wilcox-Hildreth Lady Falcons. They had 8 different players score. It's just that nobody had a big night tonight for the Falcons, tying their season low in points. Emily Poole hit the only 3-pointer of the game, and she ended up with 3 points and 3 rebounds. Emily Bergstrom, 5 rebounds. Alexa Heinrichs, 2 rebounds. Sarah Earhart, 3 points. Alexa Wojcicki, 3 points, 4 rebounds. Megan Jeldon came in, got a couple of late buckets for 4 points. Ashley Nichols, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Riley Jenkins actually led the way, scoring and obviously on the board, 6 points and a game-high 13 rebounds. Sophie Gruel, 4 points, a rebound, 2 blocks. Cameron Preston, 3 points, 4 rebounds and a block. And Sydney Wojcicki had 2 rebounds. 20 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 7 in the first half and 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 1 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 12 in the first half and 13 in the second half. The Falcons had 14 points at halftime, 17 in the second half. And Wilcox-Hildreth will finish with 31 points, 36 rebounds, 8 out of 15 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 25 turnovers. Wilcox-Hildreth has their 4-game winning streak snapped. They're now 10-5, and they'll play tomorrow night at Amherst. 3 straight road games before the conference tournament, Amherst, Silver Lake, and Franklin. We'll look at the numbers for Axtell right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back on the New West postgame report, let's take a look at the final numbers for Axtell. They had a total of 8 players score. Kit Wells, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Ashley Snell, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Reagan Miller, 4 points and a rebound. Sam Trampy, a rebound. Paige Kirby, 2 points and a rebound. Jordan Popo hit a 3-point bucket for her total. She had 2 rebounds. Hannah Kring, 8 points, 8 rebounds. Season Melima led the team tonight with 14 points, 8 rebounds. And Sophie Melima, 4 points, 8 rebounds. 19 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half and 4 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 16 in the first half, and then 2 out of 11 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Axtell had 18 points at halftime. They scored 26 of the second half, and the Wildcats finished with 44 points, 34 rebounds, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 4 out of 27 from 3-point land, 9 turnovers, and Axtell improves to 11-5 with a 44-31 win over Wilcox-Hildreth. And still to come for Axtell, they'll return home next week. Eustace Farnham Tuesday, Loomis Friday, and then the FKC tournament where they should be the top seed. And this has been the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. Make your appointment today. Coming up, the boys' game will take about a 12-minute break. Get ready for that. And then be right back with you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, a couple of other games tonight. The Kearney girls beating Lincoln East 55-47. The boys game is underway on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And the UNK women tonight come back to defeat South Dakota Mines by a score of 65-54. And the Loper men are underway in their game, and it's 8-3. 2 minutes in, the Lopers have the lead. We'll keep it here, and we'll send it back to the studios and be back with you in about 12 minutes for undefeated Wilcox-Hildreth boys, 11-3 Axtell. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you feel